everyone, and welcome to Shellcast, the podcast that's a beach break for your ears. I'm your host, Jackie Parker, and I'm thrilled to welcome everyone to Season 4 of Shellcast. This podcast celebrates the experiences and people here in the Fort Myers Islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Southwest Florida. We've got a great episode in store for you. It's really one of our favorite ones to do each year. That's right, it's the Island Hopper Songwriter Fest Preview. Shellcast. And I want to welcome my guest, Jackie Lezak, the president of the Fort Myers Beach Chamber of Commerce, Nancy McPhee, the product development manager, and my colleague here at the Lee County Visitor Convention Bureau. She's also the lead organizer of the Island Hopper Songwriter Fest. And we have our very special guest, singer-songwriter Angie Kay. Angie, where are you right now?
I'm currently in Nashville. I leave tomorrow back on tour, but today I get to stay home.
Well, welcome everyone to Shellcast. And Nancy, if you could just kind of kick it off a little bit and talk briefly about Island Hopper, how it got started, and you know what's going on.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome, Angie and Jackie. We're so glad that you're here. So Island Hopper is in its 11th year. We are so excited to have Angie come back. I think you've probably played at least 5 Island Hoppers. It could be more. She's one of our favorite performers. But basically, Island Hopper started back in 2014 as a way to stimulate the economy here in Southwest Florida during the slowest week of the year, the last week of September. So it started with just 2 weekends of performances, and it's grown to include 10 days. And we hop from community to community. We start in Captiva, go to Cape Coral, downtown Fort Myers, and we end on Fort Myers Beach, where you're going to see Angie play this year. So we're really excited. A few new things in store to share with our guests, and we're hoping everybody will come on down, book a room, and spend some time island hopping.
Hey, Angie, did you know that you are opening for Chris Young?
I'm so excited. I love Chris. He is such a good man. Like, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard around town where he's done something and never once asked for credit. I mean, from like someone's studio getting flooded and him immediately just sending the money quietly. And like, I mean, there's just example after example. He's truly a good guy. And I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit over the years. So it's going to be fun to reconnect.
Angie's also helping us with a preview party on September 4th at Swamp Cat Brewery. So she's coming on down, and she's going to kick things off with Sheena Brooke, and we're really excited for that performance as well.
It's going to be a busy week.
So that's a kickoff on September 4th. That's a Thursday. And Island Hopper itself is September 19th through the 28th. And it starts on Captiva, hops over to Cape Coral, comes downtown Fort Myers, and then wraps up on Fort Myers Beach. All that is in the app. The app is your key to Island Hopper, all things Island Hopper, right?
Absolutely.
Jackie, when have we ever had a podcast where there's 2 Jackies? Thank you for being a return guest, Jackie.
My pleasure. My pleasure to be here. This is absolutely one of the best days on Fort Myers Beach.
Why is the Island Hopper so important to Fort Myers Beach?
Well, it really, as Nancy mentioned earlier in the podcast, it was designed to help give us a boost in the arm during a super, super slow time of the year for us to help kind of keep the economy going along. And it has absolutely morphed into fan favorite event. And also it's a part of our arts and culture out here on the beach, which, you know, we after the storm are still struggling with. This is so important to us economically, emotionally, obviously for mental health, for all kinds of great reasons. It's just a feel good thing. And it's great to welcome folks out and showcase all the beautiful things that are happening out here.
The vibe down there is at the end of the festival, there's so many events going on, so many shows, and there's so many participating partners that we have down there on the beach. Lots of hotel deals to be had.
If there's a complaint about this event at all that weekend, it's that you can't divide yourself into multiple parts so that you can be at each show at the same time. Because it's really hard to choose, do I go to this one or that one or stay for 10 minutes here and run to the next one, because you want to see everybody. The artists that come down, they're so great. They're so engaging. You have conversations with them on a level that you never get when you just go to a show. You know, you can spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes and really learn who they are, and they share their stories. They talk about the music and what inspired them and how the song came to be and the collaboration that they have with each other as Angie just said a minute ago, they become friends with each other through the music. And then that comes out in this event, especially for us. And I'm sure, you know, that the other towns will agree. You actually become a part of the show, a part of the music, a part of the event. And when you're sitting there, you don't feel like you're at a concert with a ticket. You feel like you're creating the magic. And it's really a cool thing.
Nancy, you want to talk about some of the ticketed events or some of the new things, actually, that are going on?
So we have confirmed 66 BMI songwriters to play over the course of 10 days. So you can go to any one of the venues on Captiva or Fort Myers Beach, downtown in Cape Coral, and enjoy them for free. There are 9 special ticketed events. And the first one I'm excited about, we've paired one of our favorites, Frank Myers, who I think has played almost every songwriter festival, with a local string quartet, Cut the Cord String Quartet. So he's going to play some of his music at the Captiva Civic Center, and that string quartet will accompany him. So we're excited about that. We have a couple songwriter cruises planned on Captiva and Cape Coral. Locash is going to play at the Westin in Cape Coral on Monday night. We're excited about that. We also have a special canvas and cord custom home on Fort Myers Beach. Allaire Home is going to be a venue. Danny Myrick and Katrina Kane will play, and local artist Lacey McClary will paint live during that performance.
So there's going to be a performance and an artist is going to be painting something while art is being performed.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a special ticketed one. Again, you got to go to the app, check out the schedule. All of those ticketed events are live and for purchase. There is going to be a special opening show on Fort Myers Beach at Margaritaville, which is the newest property down on the beach. So if you need to book a room, I would check that spot out because you'll have a front row seat to all the shows that are at Margaritaville. But we have many hotel partners. We couldn't do it without them. They host the songwriters for 4 nights when they come into town, and we really are appreciative to them. So we hope that you check one of the hotels out and book a room.
And the Island Hopper app is available at islandhopperfest.com. Just another, you know, plug for Island Hopper. It was named one of the top 5 music fests by USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. That came from the readers, so, you know, they can't be wrong, right? I want to give a plug here for Angie Kay. With over 35 million streams and 500,000 followers as an indie artist, Angie Kay was named to Apple Music's Trailblazers class of 2025 and to CMT's Listen Up class of 2024. Her latest self-titled EP, made possible by the Whippoorwill Arts Fellowship, landed on 17 editorial playlists. It also received critical acclaim from Music Row magazine, The Tennessean, NPR, and Billboard, all while amassing over 1 million streams just months after release. And again, you can follow her on official Angie Kay on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And Angie, so you've had a busy summer. How's your friend Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll's doing great. Actually, I'll tell you a wild story. A few years ago, 2020, I ended up getting dropped by my management company. And but they were also like my friends. It was really tough because like it was just a tough time for them too. So they had to just kind of go back to doing their little circle. And I kind of was like, I'm going to make a vision board. And so like at this time where I didn't have an agent, didn't have a manager, didn't have anyone around me really helping, I made this vision board of just stuff that would be cool. And one of the things I put on there was Tortuga, and I put Jelly Roll's face on it. And my girlfriend's like, oh no, that's, you're not doing it right. You have to like write down how it make you feel. And like, I think next to Jelly Roll, I wrote like respected. And then on like the Tortuga one, I put like validated or something kind of cheesy like that. And it was the main stage that I put on. I ended up opening for Jelly Roll on the main stage, like 2 years after making that little silly thing. Yeah. So I believe in vision boards. And yeah, so I thought it was kind of wild. And I remember when I went in for my dressing room, it was literally like Jelly Roll across the hall and then Angie Kay.
There's something to it.
Yeah. And Jelly Roll just stands for so much of overcoming. So it was a really beautiful moment. But yeah, it's been a crazy summer getting to open for him and Bailey Zimmerman and just some of the best acts out there. So I've been learning a lot.
That's so cool. So what does Island Hopper mean to you? What are you looking forward to?
I think there's a lot of magic in Island Hopper. It was the first songwriter festival I ever did. And it just has the heart of Island Hopper really is the song and the music. And it still is really a listening crowd, whereas other songwriter festivals are still great, but it becomes a little less of a listening crowd and more of a party. Like, I feel like Island Hopper really has the best of both worlds, where you can sit and listen to acoustic music and then afterwards have a drink with friends under a sunset. I mean, it is truly, it has such a beautiful place in my heart.
Jackie, as president and a lifelong resident of Fort Myers Beach, what does Island Hopper Songwriter Fest mean to you?
I think for me, living on the island and basically having been raised here and growing up here, it just showcases the best of what our island and what Southwest Florida is. And its community, its spirit, its resilience. But then Fort Myers Beach, we're a little bit extra funky fun, right? We've got that little touch of something that you can't quite put your finger on, but it is magic. And to have Island Hopper continue year after year to bring these talented individuals to our community and let us become a part of who they are, part of their life. You know, I've heard stories that even they've created music because of this event here on our island. Like, songs have come to them while they have been here. And then that goes out to the rest of the world, that they get to share this talent that they have with the rest of the world. And a little piece of us is embedded in that. It's hard to put in words what that means to us here, but it means everything. And I like to remind everybody, whether you're here for an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year, everybody considers Fort Myers Beach a little part of their home. And while they're here, they're a resident and they're part of our community. And we embrace that and we love that. And I encourage you, if you've never been to Island Hopper on any of the islands or communities or been to Fort Myers Beach, come for a day, come for a weekend, grab a room. You know, walk around, listen to the music spilling out of every doorway, every window, every crevice of these buildings all through that weekend. It really is magical.
Speaking of magical, Angie Kay has brought us one of her new songs.
Here's one of my favorite songs I've ever released. It's called Red Dirt on Mars. I would love to know what you guys think. My Instagram, all my socials are at @officialangiekay. Feel free to shoot me a DM. And I'm excited to see you guys at Island Hopper.
Drove out to a field off of Highway 9. Opened the bottle and cursed out the sun. Drank till the tears came and shined like the stars. Oh, I wanna forget her, but I can't get that. This small town in Georgia's all I've ever known. The dust and the mud and the blood and the bones. Where's a cowgirl to go to burn the brand off her heart? Well, that man on the moon says there's red dirt on Mars.
thank all of you for being a guest. Jackie Lezak from the Fort Myers Beach Chamber of Commerce, Nancy McPhee with Island Hopper here in the VCB, and Angie Kay. You can download the Island Hopper app at islandhopperfest.com. This is Shellcast, the award-winning podcast of Fort Myers, Islands and Beaches and Neighborhoods, is produced by the Lee County Visitor and Convention Bureau in Fort Myers, Florida. Special thanks to our new producer, Andrew Frame. And in the words of Angie Kay, I think we turned a little into a lot. Thank you very much for listening to Shellcast, the podcast that's a beach break for your ears. It's available wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. I'm Jackie Parker, and I'll catch you again next time. Shellcast.